D-H-Z, go!
I used to say I'm the boss. Dave Hits and Tomas, they doing real good, yeah. I would say they're the boss. They bring real information. If you don't know, I'm Set Nation. Dropping knowledge on the daily. Really?
Really?
These boys bring it on real. D-H-Z, know what's popping in the field.
Recording live from the SEC Sports Pub, here's Heath Elsonson, Tomas Mauricio, and your host, David Romero.
Yeah.
You gotta say that thing that he says.
Yeah, I know.
Saints. And B-Boys. I love this podcast.
We love you too, baby. Welcome in another week, another edition, the BS and Beer podcast crew recording live at the SEC Sports Pub, as usual with me, to my right, Heath Elsonson, to my left, Tomas Mauricio, and for the next hour, we're going to be filling your head with more useless information and Saints talk than anybody needs to know. So sit back, relax, grab a drink, just like we are.
That's correct.
Because we're about to do BS and Beer, New Orleans Saints, and the SEC Sports Pub, BS and Beer style.
There you go.
Fellas, we're doing like a multi-celebration. It's like the beginning of the season.
That's right.
It was my birthday this past weekend. Yeah. And celebrating our 100th show, which was sometime last week. But you can't pass up an opportunity to celebrate just a little bit.
That's right. Especially when you have the right kind of beer.
Man, I tell you what. You brought in this stuff. It tastes like chocolate milk. I like it. There what is go. It? Tell me about it. Tell me about it. Yeah. Might want to invest. Our people might want to invest.
Oh, okay. Blue Stallion.
Blue Stallion. Okay.
Out of Lexington, Kentucky.
All right.
And it's called Evil Lurker.
Oh, that sounds pretty
Evil
scary.
Lurker. It's a stout.
Scary, scary stuff.
Chocolatey.
Yes.
Stout. And then afterwards you realize, man, that's like 13% alcohol. Okay, there you go.
I knew we were in for a treat when you broke out the red solo cups.
That's right.
Tomas came in with this little
chilled red solo cup.
Yeah. I mean, that's high class. That's first class stuff. Only the best here at the BS and Beer podcast. I tell you what, let's see.
Breaking news from the BS and Beer news desk.
That's right. Breaking news. Okay, Tomas. I told Tomas about it earlier, how disappointed. You know, I'm trying to embrace this whole Twitter thing.
That's right.
So I thought I found something, and I thought it was so funny. I put on Twitter. I knew it was going to go viral.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to be talking about it on ESPN. But breaking news, Ochsner. They made a big deal out of this, but Ochsner got the naming rights for the Saints training facility.
yeah.
So
it's appropriate.
I went on there and I tweeted out breaking news.
Yeah.
Ochsner reported immediately that they'll be taking over after a second opinion out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So then I followed it up. I said, follow up, bad news, name change, out for the rest of the season.
That sounds about right.
Nobody liked it. I'm like, I thought I'd get too, you know, I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be it, man. Yeah. Everybody's going to be like, that Dave, man, he's funny. I tell you, but here I am sitting with you guys. Like the only guys I get laugh at my jokes.
Now, I retweeted something.
Oh, yeah. And you cheated, too.
And
you
I
told
cheated.
Me. Don't. You cheated a little bit.
It's okay. Man. I found the picture that I liked from the Saints camp.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Breaking news from the BS and Beer news desk.
Apparently Atlanta lost. They lost like what, a 25-point lead?
Something like that.
But anyway, so then you were going to tell me about your tweet.
Yeah.
Because I think it has something to do with
you
that.
You know, you look at all the pictures from the first 5 days of camp, and I came across a picture where the two Saints fans were holding up this flag, this banner that said, you know, on one side it had Atlanta 28, and the other side it said New England 3, and it had the time left in the third quarter, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, priceless. Let's not let them ever forget. So I copied the picture. I put it on my Twitter account, and I put on it, let's not let them ever forget. Ding, 10, 15, 20, 40, 60. Man, all of a sudden I got like 70-something
ding,
retweets.
Ding, yeah. Ding,
I was
ding,
like, well, there you go. That's ding, the way you do it. But you see, that's why I keep saying to you, Dave, you just have to keep going. Plus, you have to put those hashtags on. It's very important.
All right.
You see, next time you do one, put hashtag WhoDatNation, hashtag WhoDat, hashtag Saints, because then more people will come, even if they're not following you, they'll get that tweet, And then I go, oh, I like that. There you go.
You know what? I'm getting schooled by Tomas, and I mean, it's just
my experience.
He's essentially a millennial. I mean, look at him. Look at him.
Spry. Last millennium, but yeah still.
See how I go? Oh, I think you just said your mama, but I'm not sure.
I understand that. I understand.
You know, you're setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up.
I know.
He's going to get in trouble.
That's all right.
You know, it's a little bit of funny now. It's going to cost you a lot of pain later.
I know.
I'll save it up.
I got a couple of texts or emails here from, you taught me this, Lil Dice.
Lil Dice.
All right. And then also Joe Thompson, Tomas. He wants to. I guess it's kind of directed at you. He had a Joe Thompson rant, and he just talks about why people talk bad about the Saints. And then he eventually got to a question. But literally, look, he sent me a book.
I see that.
Mad. He's mad.
I see that.
So we're gonna have to do his. Joe's gonna get his own little rant thing sooner or later with that kind of email.
Good.
But we'll talk about those in a little bit. But I mean, all this news. I mean, you talking about more meat than you could sink your teeth into, man. I mean, just camp, just news, players doing well, guys stepping up, you know.
Other guys not.
Well, we ain't talking about those guys. No. We got all these guys doing good. We're going to talk about them first, and then later on. Because Tomas is in a good mood. I don't want to upset him about talking about things like both Bro and Lattimore out injured.
Yeah, I know.
Our two starting cornerbacks, well, arguably.
We'll wait until we get a little further into that growler before we get to that.
Yeah, we're going to let him finish that big old, that thing right there, boy. That's Grandpa's.
Oh, we're way into it already.
I know, man. That's halfway gone already. Tomas just says,
Yeah, he just shrugs. Yeah,
that's because I just finished the second.
I don't know what
while you guys are talking, I was
Well, you know, that's kind of what we're supposed to be.
You need some more of that?
Yeah, I'm going to hand this over to you.
That's kind of what we're supposed to be doing here is talking. Now, if we just got all quiet and drank our beer, it wouldn't be very interesting.
Hey, figure it out.
Interesting radio. All right, let's get this show started because people are excited, and I know they want to hear. They like, Dave, get to it, buddy.
Go on, Dave, get to it.
That's right.
Tonight on BS and Beer Radio Broadcast Corporation Incorporated, it's the Action Suspense Airline Highway at 9:30, followed by this year's award-winning suspense thriller, Camp Beast. Next, it's hilarious family fun suitable for all ages with Drew, Sean, and Mickey. Then it's Sex in the Cell Block, the hot new show that's too racy for daytime. That's Sex in the Cell Block at 11 tonight. Then it's Saints Talk with Dave, Tomas, Heath, and the BS and Beer podcast crew. Every night here on the BS and B Radio Broadcast Corporation Incorporated, a limited liability corporation.
All right, we got so much to talk about. We're going to have to break it down in sections. So we're going to have like receivers that did good segment, and then we have to have the fight segment because there's a bunch of fights. I guess, you know, to get them pads on and that 200-degree heat index. I saw that on my Fitbit. I think it's a little misleading. Those Fitbits, they're not accurate. I think you noticed that too.
Yeah.
No, man,
yeah.
They make you feel like you're doing
I strapped this thing on my wrist about 6 months ago. I ain't lost a pound yet.
When you take it off, you'll lose a pound.
That's false advertisement. What did he say?
He said you lose a little weight when you take the Fitbit off.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it is. Yeah. I missed it.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, so then we got, did I mention the Ochsner News name change? Okay,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
I did.
All
right.
That's whole part of that deal is that they replace all of the Saints medical staff.
I don't think so. I thought like that's just kind of locked them in even further, right? So
well,
I mean,
look, they knew they were going to get mentioned a lot if they sponsored the.
So Sheldon Rankins incorporates yoga into his workout, and that's news. I don't know if I want to talk about it because the image of him doing downward dog in some yellow stretch pants, that's not an image I want to see.
Yeah.
All right?
No.
You know, I've been doing yoga for years now. I just sit in the back of the class.
Yeah, right.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah. Right. I'm like Heath in his Fitbit. I don't lose no weight, but I don't miss a class, baby. I'm in the back there making sure everything's getting done. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to have a little rant because now, you know, Holder and Duncan have their show now, and – you know, it's hard to find a Saints show, an LSU show, and I find myself listening to it. So I don't know if I'm endorsing it, but it's a good show. So I'm not going to give them too much hell. My problem with Duncan is just so negative. And Tomas and I were talking about this at the beginning.
Yep.
It's kind of like, you know, I could say some stuff criticizing the Saints or whatever, but I feel like that's like criticizing your family. When Duncan says it, you just know there's some disdain there. He's just like, you know, he's just trying to turn the knife in there a little bit, you know. Yeah, you know, and so it gets on my nerves. But they were talking about, and it was Duncan. And listen, I don't know his background, and maybe y'all can correct me. But from what I just heard him say today, the man has never stepped on a football field or any type of athletic endeavor. Because they're talking about, like, oh, well, you know, and they were talking about the West Virginia versus the heat of New Orleans. And listen, man, whether it makes you a better football team or not, I mean, we could debate that, and that's not the point.
Right.
But if you think for a second that working out in the weather in New Orleans doesn't create some increased mental toughness, you are out of your mind. Like, there's no aspect of physical activity on the planet that you get finished accomplishing something against, you know, very difficult odds.
Right.
That you don't walk away saying, man, I'm stronger than I thought I was.
Yeah.
And that gives you just, even if it's a little edge. Now, if you're a 14 cornerback and you go up against the best receiver in the year, you're still going to get killed. But the point is that you are mentally tougher than you were before. And this guy's like, I don't believe all that. And I'm like, you know, let's go see you run a jog a lap around the field.
Well, I noticed he was just wearing one little golf shirt. I think that's all he had on. Holder had on a T-shirt. Now, he might have had a T-shirt on, Tommy. Look, it's easy to say these things, just like you said. Unless you get on the field and play. Now, I didn't play. You know, I went in a different direction. I don't lie about it. But I know, living in New Orleans, as they say, it's hot, hotter, hotter.
Right.
You know? So that's just the way it is. I used to deal with the heat because we'd play, you know, amongst friends we'd play ball. You know? And I can tell you, you get whipped really pretty quick. Now, just imagine you put on those pads. Especially the offense wearing black jerseys.
Right.
You got black jerseys on. You got full pads on. You got, you know, whatever you have underneath that to hold. You know, you got wristbands and whatever else. Buddy, you're sweating.
Yep.
And after a while, you say, well, like, Coach Payton held a longer practice than normal. Why? Because they were raggedy at the end. Well, yeah. You know why they were raggedy at the end? Because they're tired.
Yeah, they're exhausted, yeah.
You know? So I can guarantee you, just like we saw some injuries, I guess we're going to talk about that. I'm thinking a lot of these injuries are not really injuries. They're just heat-related.
Well, Stephon Anthony left the field yesterday after, so we'll incorporate some discussion and some news all in one.
All right.
Stephon Anthony's playing very well right now. Now, okay, listen, I think every Saints fan probably thinks like this. You're not thinking anything too positive. You're like, everybody's so negative, it's probably not going to happen. I'm one of those. I'm not expecting anything. But you're still in the back of your mind hoping that the light comes on, right?
Right, right.
And we talked about it all offseason. He played really well, but then he left early. And it was reported it was cramps. That stuff's going to happen throughout camp whenever you're in New Orleans or in any type of environment like that.
Yeah.
So you're going to have guys who are going to be leaving the field for heat-related things and then come back the next day or whatever. So he came back, still playing well.
Yeah.
3 days of padded football. And the guy is making plays even before they put the pads on. You know, there were some reports of him sniffing out a couple of, not just one, but two screen passes.
Yeah.
So Stephon Anthony looks like
he's got a real coach.
And you know what?
That's
a good argument.
That's my next article. My next article is on coaches.
Oh, by the way, all kind of new news for the BS and Beer podcast and our new relationship with LandryFootball.com.
Yep.
We're going to be supplying, is that the right word? Writing weekly columns.
Submitting. We'll be submitting
weekly columns. Yeah. So you can find us there at LandryFootball.com. And for those of you who don't really know what Landry Football is, listen, you can go to a lot of sites and they have opinions. And that's what we're writing, articles about.
Sure.
Chris Landry's site is not that. Chris Landry is a NFL scout, NFL coach. He does consulting work for NFL and college teams. He's a guy who breaks it down. If you want to know the ins and outs, the ratings of the player, are they a blue guy, are they a red guy, he explains all that stuff so that you know what kind of player you have. Not just, well, I think Rankins has opportunity to improve. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's an opinion. I wrote an article, and my opinion was we need Onyemata to step up, and we expect Rankins to step up.
They've both done that.
And I think so far they have. What Chris Landry will do for you is he actually breaks down their strengths, weaknesses, and grades them out. And that's the kind of information you get there. So if you're looking for that kind of stuff, it's kind of a PFF. Is that the right acronym? Pro Football Focus or whatever?
Yeah, PFF. Yeah.
But with somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. PFF, I mean, you know, this guy's a real coach, a real scout. And when he breaks it down, you know, like
he's
told me
today.
Yeah, he's done it. He understands how it works. You know, he's grading them on an NFL grading system. And you know, PFF, those guys are like, you know, they'll just call anybody who's willing to do it for free and give them some kind of five-minute training, and then they're doing PFF grades. So this is the real deal. So go out and check it out. And while you're there, you can check out some writings that Tomas and I are doing. So go check that out. Where do we go from here? There's so much. Just last week we were like, I don't know how we're gonna get through this, man, and we found a way because
this is two shows here.
But yeah, we got all day here, buddy. Another thing that we're gonna do towards the second half of the show is we're gonna break down every week our roster. The BS and Beer crew will give you an idea of who we think is on the team, who's on the bubble, and who's off the team at this point. Next week it could be different depending on what we hear from camp and the reports we get, and the guys who are giving us information that we're getting those texts now, and you know it's good to be in the loop, man.
Right.
And Twitter, all those guys on Twitter, man. I actually sent out a Twitter message today thanking all those guys. Tomas, when we go to camp, the last 3 years we've been in West Virginia, you know, we're sitting over there and we're like, can I borrow that jacket? It's a little chilly, you know. I said, thank you guys. I mean, you might as well be at camp now. The video clips, the information, the opinions. And well, it's one thing to read somebody's opinion about what just happened on a play, but then when it gets validated by three other guys, you're like, hey, sounds pretty accurate. Then here comes a guy with the video. You're like, well, that's just like they said it. Yeah. So, I mean, you might as well be there, you know. But I let them go out there and sweat. I was sitting in my recliner watching, what is it, Orange is the New Black, and reading my tweets. Yeah, hey, that's how I'm rolling now,
that's
man.
That's how you're rolling. All right.
All right. All right. So, what else? What do you want to dig into here? We already talked about Anthony.
Well, you wanted to talk a little bit about those injuries since you brought that up.
Well, okay. So, you know, Bro and Lattimore. Bro, it's kind of unknown why he left the field. But at the end of practice on Monday, Coach Payton, because there was speculation, he had been giving guys veteran days off.
Right.
So it was speculated that Bro just got a veteran day off. And at the end of practice, Coach had his press conference that said, no, it's injury related.
Right.
And then, of course, the reporters started trying to press him on the issue, which made it just abruptly ended the press conference because, you know, Coach gets aggravated.
Yep.
Like, you know, I'm not going to answer that. Why you keep asking me? So I quit. He took his ball and he went home.
Yeah.
But then also, and I kind of made some jokes about this because I'm hoping – confident maybe that, you know, they didn't take him out on a stretcher, that these are just training camp injuries. You know, Lattimore went out as well. He got mixed up whenever he was covering a receiver, got a little physical, and he went to the ground. It didn't look,
I think it was Michael Thomas.
Yeah, it was Ohio State versus Ohio State.
Yeah.
Went to the ground. It didn't look like, you know, sometimes you could tell a guy does something and knee buckles or you know,
no,
something.
I didn't see any of that.
It wasn't nothing. It just looked like he went in one direction.
Plus, I think probably got a little nicked up, and then I think it was because of the heat and because, you know, we're talking about that hamstring issue with him, which he has to be hydrated all the time. I think that's probably what they did. They just at that point said, you know, kid, go to the locker room. We're going to pump you up with some fluids, and, you know, we'll see how it is tomorrow.
You know what? So, another thing, Tomas, tell everybody that a little bit later on, along with our I think we're going to have a specifically to the rookies. We have a rookie report card. Because I'm telling you, these guys, listen, whether it's
I know
gold,
you don't believe, whereas I do, that rookies are going to make this team and play.
Here's the difference between you and I, Tomas. I just want to see them do it on the field. Now, I know the season has started, but when I start seeing guys making plays.
What are they doing on the field?
Now, they know what's pumping on the field.
Oh, okay.
They know what's pumping on the field.
Okay.
That's right. All right, so. I tell you what, you got Bro, you got Lattimore, Damian Swan. His first day, he failed the conditioning test.
Why?
Cramps. Well, I heard it was heat-related stuff.
Cramps. Yeah. He wasn't prepped.
He's another guy. He put on 20 pounds in the offseason. Now, I put on Twitter, I put on 20 pounds in the last 5 years. It didn't help my coverage ability at all. So we have to see how it affects him.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, you know, speaking about Bro, I've heard some grumblings that he's not doing very well and that the coaching staff is actually concerned about some regression with Bro. Have y'all read anything about
this?
I have.
I mean, we were talking about it, tempering our excitement because, man, it's a lot of guys, it's like this. Guys that you say, man, these guys need to play well, for us to be as good as we think we can be.
Right.
And then they're making plays. We got Coleman making plays. We got the linebackers making plays. Man, we got guys we didn't even expect. Stephon Anthony making plays. So we're excited. But then on the other hand, you know, you got to temper the negative news as well. It's
third day of padded practices, and the rumblings are there that bro hasn't looked that good, that, you know, I mean, nothing big. That's about all I heard, is that he's not really making any plays. And so the rumblings are starting. Maybe that's a better way to say it, Tomas.
Well, I think that you have a couple of things going on here. Certainly, it was amazing that bro made it back to the NFL at all, given his seriousness of his injury, why he didn't, you know, work at LSU and where he finally ended up in Canadian League. But then again, he had a bad blowout of his knee last year, too. And if you remember, he tried to come back before he was really ready. And, you know, when you're playing the corner and you have to make cuts, and you know, you have to really not even think about a bad knee. He should go over there and talk a little bit to my boy Kikaha, you know, who came out and said, look, you know, after the third time, I got this down. I understand how to, you know, come back from a knee injury.
Right.
So really, he needs to do that, because what I understand from so many players that, you know, I've read what they've talked about and watched their interviews, you know, it's the psychological part that's as difficult as the physical part. Because right. You have to realize, and like I said, in this position, you're backpedaling. You have to cut. You have to turn.
It's a trust issue.
Yeah. You can't be thinking, man, I hope my knee doesn't blow on this one. Oh, I hope I didn't plant the wrong way. But you can't second guess yourself.
Right.
And I think that that's the hardest part to overcome for a lot of players when they have injuries. And some don't. Some never are able to get past that. So I'm hopeful that bro is going to. I think that if anything, to me, I would think that that's probably one of his issues right now, is trusting that he's got that knee ready to go. So, because I think he trusts his neck issue. You know, I don't think he has any issue.
Probably far enough behind him where he's not, you know, not too worried about it. I agree with you again. I've seen enough good play from bro to not be overly concerned that he's not really playing up to expectations in the first three padded practices. So, first week of training camp.
Yeah, talk to me after the second preseason.
Yeah, let's see what he does when he gets out there and he gets against some other competition. Right. So, you know, and the same will be said about all these guys we're excited about. This is not the first time.
Yeah, we learned this last year.
Yeah, it's not the first time guys have stepped up. They come out there. The veterans are just kind of getting loose. And they're like, they're shaking this and they're stretching that. And here comes some over-anxious rookie like Hendrickson, yeah, who beat Pete like a rented mule. So Pete isn't. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
So I mean, he. I mean, dude, it looked great. His hand placement. It shows the guy has pass rushing skills. Now, having said that, they reported that the three next plays, Pete stonewalled him.
Right.
But you know, Pete was over there like, I'm stretching this. And Hendrick's like, he's gritting his teeth.
Yeah.
You know, and Pete's like, what is wrong with this dude? And he's like, and it beats him. He's like, all right, you do that again, I'm going to kick you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and like, I wonder if Pete picked up his game so much as he just threatened the guy. If you beat me again during practice, I'm going to whip you when we get back in the locker room. And Hendrick's like, all right.
He probably didn't say anything until after the next play. On the next play, when he stonewalled him,
right,
he probably, you know, really tattooed him pretty good and said, son,
if you want this to go on all day,
that's right, I can do this all day.
Now, settle in, Ruggie.
Yeah, settle in. Settle down. Boy, now, calm down. And if you just go in there, I'll let you have a couple of plays, make you look good.
I say, calm down, boy.
I said, boy, you need to calm down. All right, let's take a quick break. We're here at the SEC Sports Pub. It's a Monday. Excited, man. Football season is here.
Yes.
Guys are hitting and guys are making plays. Well, when we come back, we can talk about some fights. We can talk about how the receivers lower on the depth chart are on fuego. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the BS and Beer Podcast. Now back to your two yets and a coon ass.
All right, we're here at the SEC Sports Pub, the BS and Beer podcast crew.
Hold on.
You know, you think this break we took, you would have filled that glass up.
I did, but I emptied it since then.
Yeah, no, you've been sitting here shooting the bull, talking about all those women and licking your eyebrows.
All right, who else needs a little
a little topper?
A little hit.
All right, look.
Because we're getting down to the end now.
You know, I don't know if we should have took the break again, or, you know, we might have to go on.
I'm okay.
Wait, come back
with that one. Let's finish it up.
You low on there. This stuff pretty thick. It's like motor oil.
You always say that.
It is, though. Look at it. You were bragging because it's staining your cup. I mean, I'm like,
That's a real beer, brother.
That's your
right
arteries
there.
Right there.
That's a real beer.
Yeah, sticking to all that
5W30 right there.
That's it.
All right.
Pennzoil ain't got nothing on this, buddy.
Some good beer, good buddies, talking about a great subject. You know, one of the things I wanted to say that I didn't mention to you guys, so this is breaking news for you.
Breaking news from
that's
the
right,
BS
breaking news.
News desk.
So Chris Landry is going to also join us on our Monday show, but he's going to join all of us. See, Chris, if you've paid attention, I do my own phone call with him on Wednesdays every week, and it usually goes on the Thursday show. During the summer, what I've been doing is just holding the show off and then posting it on, publishing it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But Chris is going to call in, and we actually going to, all three of us, all four of us, get to sit here and talk a little football. So he's going to join us for a segment. Then we'll still do our segment on Thursdays when we do our second show. That's going to be a lot of Chris analyzing the next game and giving us some scorecards on what the guys did the week before. So I thought that would be a really good addition to what we're going on. So without further ado.
You want to talk about receivers now?
Yeah, but before I get to Sean Payton said.
Who's he?
That's the coach. The guy that coaches the Saints. Right. Yeah. He said that Armstead will play this year.
That's what he said.
That's what he
said. I saw that.
Yeah.
I think
Did
he's crazy.
I heard it. I didn't believe it, but I heard it.
I mean, you never know.
Again, I go back to what the original report was. Right?
Wishful thinking.
That's right. The original report said, at best, end of October.
Yeah, Ashna says he's only out 8 weeks.
Man. Oh, that's
there
what
you
it
go.
Is.
That tells
that's
you right
what
there.
It is. Yeah, what were we thinking?
They said, best scenario, end of October.
Yep.
More probable beginning of December. So to me, it's like Rancher's going to come in and do the job. I really believe, as when we talk about it later, see, because Dave doesn't believe in rookies. He's penciled in Barnes over there for the left tackle.
Okay.
Belief, man. He's got experience. That's right. He got experience. So
they ain't nobody got Barnes penciled in. The Saints don't even have Barnes penciled in.
So
he's the only guy in the starting lineup right now. If you go into the office, in the coach's office, they don't even have one of them plaques. They didn't even invest in the money to put him one of them magnet stickers on the board. He just,
I see.
It's not even on there.
It's not even with like our big whiteboard in
no,
here.
No,
right?
No, it's just
not even grease pencil.
I'm not even going to spend the money. That's just wasting money. Yeah, so. Yeah.
But anyway, so, you know, I think really. If Ramczyk does the job, which I think he's going to do, then I believe the best scenario would be to let Armstead rest as long as possible. Now, if you put him on IR, which is what they're going to do, they only have to a certain point where they can bring him back. And if they don't bring him back, and I want to say it's like November, and if they don't bring him back at that point, then he's on IR for the rest of the season.
Right.
So my belief is going to be that he's going to be on IR for the entire season.
Sure.
So coach can say what he wants to say, and you know that's great. Keep people's spirits up and everything, you know.
Like sing some Christmas carols or something, you know.
Well,
like,
you know, Peyton, look, we've had enough years with Peyton that we know how he is, right? I mean, he's like Belichick. He's like
is that even the right words? I don't even know.
Yeah. Deck the halls with
boughs of flowers?
No. Boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la.
All right. Well, I'm just
how many beers did you have already?
Trying to keep everybody's spirits up, man. That's
that motor oil got to you already, brother?
All right. So check this out. We signed.
Yeah, who we signed?
Really good signing. Orlando Franklin.
Oh yeah.
Okay. He
was that Orlando and Dawn?
Upper middle tier offensive lineman, can play a little tackle, plays a little guard.
Guard
I think
tackle.
It was a fantastic signing. Reason
Absolutely.
Being, if in the event Ramczyk doesn't work out, or God forbid an injury, and we have to slide Pete
nope.
out there.
Nope.
Well, I mean, it's arguable, but we have depth. We have a guy who is an NFL starting quality guard. Now playing.
Yeah.
The only thing is I got a text from a friend of mine who was over at camp and said that when Orlando Franklin was coming off the field, they damn near had to drag him off. The guy is not accustomed. He's used to training camps in San Diego.
Right.
They said it took him about 3 Scaramucci's to get off the field.
Not that hot in San
Diego? No, that's a new measurement of time.
That's
it's
right.
Like, as fast, as quick
that's
as a Scaramucci,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
So,
I will tell you, I think it's a good signing, not for that. I think it's a good signing because Kelemente. I have not been able to get any information other than he's on PUP. No matter where I've gone, inside the Saints circle, outside the Saints circle, I can't get anything on Kelemente. So to me, the signing of Franklin would be a red flag to me that there's something serious about Kelemente's injury. That it's not just something, well, he's on PUP for a couple of weeks and then we'll have him back out here. And I think that's why, because you're looking at a guy who does have experience in playing tackle and guard, which is the same thing as Kelemente.
Yeah.
You know, and if he's not in shape, you know, because he's not used to the heat, well, he'll get in shape pretty soon or he'll pass out, one or the other.
Yeah.
You know, but I think he just needs to get in shape. When he does, I see him making a team as the backup. I really do. As that guy who's a swing guy, if Kelemente doesn't come back, which is a possibility at this point. So, but I don't see.
No, your logic,
I think they're going to keep Pete right where he is. I really think they made a commitment to Pete being the guard.
I agree.
Let's hope so.
But that's assuming that you have somebody to play tackle, because, I mean.
Well, they'll put either Harris or Barnes. I'm sorry, but that's going to be the way it's going to be.
We'll agree to disagree on that. Well, hopefully, we'll never have to find out who's right.
No,
we'll have Ramczyk.
Ramczyk's got this.
He's got it locked in.
I think so. Based on the reports and based on Sean Payton's own discussion about it, and based on the other players on the team who are saying, no, that dude is legit, man. That guy can play that position. Yeah, he's a rookie. He's going to get, you know, we have to play against Carolina. Peppers is going to line up on him and say, son, let me show you how it's done in the NFL. And he'll get his behind whooped a couple of times. But he'll learn. I mean, think back now. When we got Armstead.
Nah, I remember.
He didn't start. Who beat him out?
Was it Brown?
Brown. A guy wasn't worth 10 cents. Okay? And then finally when coach said, I've had enough. I don't care if Armstead gets beat like a drum. Put his behind in there. And if you recall, the first half of that game,
he got whooped. Yes. Yeah.
The second half started to look better.
Yeah.
The next game, he looked a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
To me,
And then he got injured.
And he was from...
Wrong season, sorry.
And you're talking about a guy from Pine Bluff, a guy who wasn't rated being all that high, even though he had outstanding...
Measurables.
Yeah.
But now you look at Ramczyk, who has a high ranking.
Yeah, yeah.
So, to me, I'm thinking... Ramczyk's going to win this position. And I'm very happy with Ramczyk, Pete out there, and on the other side with Streif and Wolford.
Yeah.
And I think we've solved our offensive line problems. But we'll get back to that when we talk a little more in depth about
it. And so moving on, we were talking about wide receivers.
Wide receivers. All right, you want to talk about receivers?
There's some new men in town, some Johnny-come-latelys. If you're an Eagles fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We got Fuller, who was on Detroit's practice squad last year.
2 years.
Gary says that he's a find. Yeah. Gary thinks that he's going to be.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, but you got to be careful. Don't give Gary too many pats on the back. He likes to call the Saints the New Orleans Lions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he thinks that we got. And we kind of do have quite a bit of players on.
Well, we lent them Bush for a little while and we got them back.
Yeah, we took them back. Yeah, we recalled that.
Yeah.
And then also, your guy, my guy.
Who's that?
One a day. Is apparently one a day plus iron and minerals.
No, I think we have to change his nickname.
Yeah, we have to give him a new nickname. Next thing you know, it's gonna be all day, baby.
There you go.
But he's on fire.
He stepped it up.
Anybody who follows this show knows that I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, that's right. You're a big fan.
I am not a big fan.
Oh yes, you are.
Oh, stop it.
Stop it. Between Tune and Coleman, that's your two boys.
Now Tune. I'm still waiting for Tune to come through.
Well, I think he's serving hamburgers somewhere. Yeah, but go ahead.
He's gonna step up.
He's a big tall guy from frying French fries at Five Guys.
So, but now Coleman, my biggest issue with him is that he just does not play his size. There are other guys out there that are 6 foot, 200 pounds, like Fuller, who can do what Coleman does. But all of a sudden, today, Coleman catches a ball over the middle and gives Bell, our safety second-round draft pick from Ohio State last year, gives him the stiff arm to the ground, and all reports say that he turned to him as he was running because he ended up scoring and saying, "Get off me, boy!"
Yeah,
get off me. So
yeah, and it's not the first report.
That one play.
Yeah, he beat Lattimore like a drum really early on. I saw some reports and all. I mean, he beat Bro.
He beat. He's beating every cornerback.
Now, again,
it's early.
Yeah, we've learned out. We should have learned our lesson from this already if we haven't.
Now, be careful though. Do not say that he did it last year in training camp, because apparently he didn't do it last year in training camp.
Oh, no. Last year he got ragged pretty good.
Yeah, because I guess people are saying that, wow, he's done that the last 2 years.
No, it was the year before.
Yeah, right, that he had really, a big – that would have been his second year that he had a big training camp and then didn't really materialize onto the field.
Right.
Last year he had a pedestrian training camp, and there was even – people were bringing up that Sean Payton – because, the people are like, oh, well, I'll wait and see because he did it last year. People are pulling out the fact checks, man. They're like, no, sir, he didn't do it last year. So he – look, all indications very early that he's stepping up. I mean, he's making big plays. Let me find the right way to say that. He has demonstrated the ability to go up and high point a couple of balls. They showed. I've seen the videos of it. catch and run. Like, that's the thing that surprised me the most, man. He's like catching the ball and moving after the
And
after
he added
catch.
10 pounds.
At 10 pounds of muscle.
And yeah, can, I mean, look, like at the rate he's going, if he doesn't work out at wide receiver, they're going to be able to put him at defensive end.
Yeah, or
if,
yeah, him and Guam.
He looks like Guachum, yeah.
Yeah, Guachum, Guachum. Now, there's a guy that, like, I you know, very shortly after camp started, I was already like, well, you know, I'm going to play the other side instead of being Mr. Oh, look, everybody's doing great. Like, here are some guys that I have not heard their name yet. And I name a few, and the next day, I'm like, well, scratch him off the list. I haven't heard Guachum's name yet, you know. So, I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, it's a tough road to hoe already. They drafted two guys in front of him, Muhammad and Hendrickson.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know where he fits on the team at this point. So
and they brought in Okafor.
And they brought
and he
in,
was
okay,
solidly
yeah.
in the doghouse.
Yep.
Before,
and
yeah,
words, so. Are they still negotiating with the Wooden Indian? They think about bringing him back. Okay.
Wait, did I read my article?
Breaking news.
Breaking news from the BS and Beer News Desk.
Breaking news, the Saints are reportedly not bringing back Kruger.
Now,
Kruger is
not
coming
news.
Back to
I'm
Kruger.
Breaking news for you.
All right, break some news for me.
He's actually talking to Denver Broncos.
No way.
Yes.
I mean, no. You know what I heard? And Edebali, I saw something that, and I just
he's
glanced
calling.
At it. Yeah, but. They said that he's going to end up being a starting defensive end for those guys. I don't know if it's because of injury or whatever, but it looks like Edebali might end up being a starter in Denver.
Yeah.
So
wow.
If they bring in like, look, man, if they have to bring in Oy Vey, if they have to end
it's
up
a different
bringing
defensive
Kruger
scheme,
back,
though. No, with Kruger would never be.
I
will
say,
personally
man.
Take a trip down to New Orleans with my .357 and shoot somebody.
No. I'm talking. You said Denver. I'm not. I was
I
joking
was
about
yanking
the Saints.
Your string. I was just yanking your string.
About Denver?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No.
No, he's not talking with anybody.
But,
no,
I was like, oh, I didn't hear that. But okay, breaking news.
That's why you didn't hear about it.
He's talking with people outside the cigar shop.
Yeah.
Exactly. I understand that Tampa. The Keep Moving company down in Tampa is looking for, you know, salesman.
The Keep Moving?
That's right, Keep Moving.
Oh, man. Okay.
Wait, you remember Keep Moving?
No, I don't get it. I'm trying to act like, I'm trying to be supportive of your joke, but I don't.
There was a very famous cigar during the 60s and 70s that was called Keep Moving. And the reason it was called that is because once you lit it up, you had to keep moving.
Oh, okay. I see. That kind of cigar.
Yeah. And there was, I mean, that was a serious, it was a terrible cigar. You know, it was just awful. It stuck like hell. But people, these old folks, you know, the older generation, World War II guys would be smoking that and Dutch Masters.
Yeah.
The Dutch Masters. You know. And then all the young guys at that time, I'm showing my age now, they would smoke the little swish of sweets with the little tip on them.
Yeah. Have a Tampa.
Have
remember
a Tampa
those?
Jewel. Yeah, there you go. The little wooden cigar tip
yeah,
on
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. So did you.
All right. See, Dave's not interested in cigars, but that's all right.
I'm trying to keep this thing flowing, all right?
All right
calm down
ahead,
over here.
All
calm
right.
down. Did you hear that the Falcons' roof on their new stadium, the Sphincter, it won't close.
No, we already had that. They finally got it to close.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they got it to close. It just won't open again.
Just won't open now.
Which I guess is better than not closing. I'd rather be closed up than stretched out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's all I could say.
Dave, you would know about this.
Wait, what? I have no idea what you're talking about. And
well, you brought up the Sphincter, buddy.
I need to move on. That's what their stadium. You had to go all personal.
No,
on me.
It's called the camera lens roof. That's what they call it.
Oh, I thought it was called.
It's like the aperture on a camera where it closes
gotcha,
and opens.
Gotcha. Yeah. But it looks like a robot
but
sphincter.
But you think that my sphincter, but I don't understand why you would think that, Dave.
I'm just saying too. That's funnier than the camera thing.
I hope Mercedes is really happy with their decision.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That'll teach them.
All right. Well, that's the big news outside of the Falcons. Lose a 25-point lead.
Did you want to talk about these receivers or not? Because you didn't go over all of them.
I wasn't planning on going over
all
of them.
Oh, okay. Well,
but,
I'm sorry.
I mean, would
I
you like to talk about some receivers?
Well, I just think that some of the guys that looked encouraging, I'm just saying, you know, my final 53, I had hopes for Lampman and Williams-Lambert, the half-and-eighty guy, but haven't heard squat about Williams-Lambert, so I'm thinking he's gone. Lampman has had a few here and there, and I think only his size is keeping him in there. Tommy Lee Lewis is gone.
He's made a couple
you know,
plays.
Nah, he's gone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's gone.
You know, Rashad Lawrence. Now, this was funny. On a couple of tweets that I saw, they were like, who's that guy? Nobody knew. Who's 17? Who's that guy? You know, right. So it was Rashad Lawrence. Like, hey, we don't know who this guy is. Is he on a team? Yeah, so that tells you something right there. But I really think it's going to come down to I think Coleman's going to sew up number four.
At this point, yeah.
And I think it's going to come down to between Fuller and Lampman for number five. I really think that's what it's going to end up being. So
Fuller and Lampman. Yeah. And at this point, I have a hard time seeing Fuller. It's so early. I got to quit saying that. I don't want to be that guy.
When we talk about our roster at this point, we'll talk about it. And then we'll make changes, like you said. You know,
So far, the only thing is I don't necessarily see the Saints keeping – well, that would be five guys.
If they go, keeping five. That's
how
I have many
five. That's Coleman and Fuller. You know,
That's how I have it. I see it's five. But like I said, that fifth guy I think is going to be a tough call because I think Lampard has a lot of skills that can be useful. He's only a second-year guy. You know?
And he's still eligible for the practice squad, so that's something that
you never know.
Could be considered.
But he may not make it to the pack because you're going to have to cut him first. You have to clear waivers to come back to the practice squad. So.
Here we go again. Yeah, I don't think there'll be any problems him clearing waivers.
I don't know.
There's
some teams that are really lacking receivers.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay, I want to go on record saying I think he'll pass straight through waivers onto whoever.
All right.
So, anything else on the receivers you want to talk about?
No, you brought it up. I'm just following up on it.
I'm bringing up the news, baby. It's the news. It was on my list.
We didn't say anything about the LSU boy.
And he's made a couple of catches. He actually had a really nice catch.
He and Tommy Lee Lewis, I think, are opening up a Papa John's, but go ahead.
I think that obviously there's going to be opportunity on the practice
squad. Is your cup empty, brother? Because you know the bottle's empty now.
I see there's just a little bit. That looks like my lawnmower, the oil in my lawnmower, the cup. That's just when I go to change the oil, that's what it looks like, and that's how much is in there.
That's the good stuff.
I like to change my oil every 3 or 4 years, whether it needs it or not.
Well, yes, I understand. Before it gels.
The thing that's funny about that is the truth behind it, you know.
Yeah.
I have a four-wheeler that spent some time in a shop because I put oil in the wrong reservoir. And that's no joke, man. So
Dave is not Mr. Mechanical.
Thank you. But the thing is, I love all those toys, right?
I understand.
I got a side-by-side.
When you're rich like you are, Dave, I understand.
Yeah.
Us poor folk, we don't, we can only look.
Oh, stop it. Stop it.
We window shop.
Let's see. Here's another interesting, and I don't know if maybe we should discuss it as we get closer to doing the roster, which maybe we should consider doing that after a little quick break. Tomas,
sounds good.
What you think?
Yeah. Sounds good, brother.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're the BS and Beer podcast crew here live at the SEC Sports Pub.
Woo-hoo.
Having a good time, drinking motor oil, and talking Saints football. We'll be right back.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for more BS and Beer podcast.
See, Tomas thinks he's funny. He's lucky I stop and let it go because I put that
on. Were you laughing?
It was funny.
Well, okay.
But you'd be on the podium tomorrow. Oh, I want to apologize to everyone I offended.
I stand behind what I do.
Yeah. Stand way in the back, way behind.
No, we know. I'm a racist, I'm a sexist, and I'm a cold-hearted SOB. We already established these facts.
These facts have been
they pointed
out by all the callers to your show.
Well, I don't have a problem.
And then Heath is over here getting all raw.
We had to cut out.
I had to start the show over three times because these two guys here want to express their opinions. That's why.
It was that lovely beer that we had.
No, it's the beer.
Has loosened us up a little bit.
That is it. That I just realized it. Yeah. And I'm supposed to go jogging after this, and luckily I only had a little bit of beer.
Jogging?
I know, yeah. Well, I don't have a Fitbit like some people. You just put that Fitbit on and lose weight. I got to go work for it. All right. So back here, I forgot to mention, here are sponsors, the SEC Sports Pub. They let us come in and do the show, and they buy us this. Tomas
brought the beer.
Tomas brought the beer, but they provide the TVs where we watch the game.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So
thank you, Dave.
You're welcome. SEC always providing the top-notch stuff and things. And
that's right. If you want to watch a football game, this is the place to come to.
So if you're in Kentucky.
That's right.
You want to come by the SEC Sports Pub.
Come by and say hello.
This is the home of the Saints.
The three of us are always there.
That's right. Sitting at that table. Except every other weekend when Heath has his kids and he can't find some place to send them off to.
And I won't be there for the London game.
They got a pool over at your place now. So he just locks them in the pool.
Oh, that's pretty good.
They're 3 and 4, and he just locks them in the pool. So y'all swim. Keep your floaties on.
Little floaties on. What do they call those? The long tubes. They got a name for those.
Noodles.
Hey, yeah. Got the noodles and the floaties. There you go. I don't know. I have any kids.
Come back and the kids just floating. Scoop them out. Just scoop them out. Get them out
just
of there.
Just throw them in and out of float. It's instinctive.
And he's over there pumping the heart. And then, why? Why?
Oh, my God. If I had a 3- and a 4-year-old, I would freaking kill myself.
Yeah. What are they now? Like 25 and 30?
I mean, 14 and 10.
Oh, boy. That's the good age when you have fun with them, aren't they? Bouncing them on your knee and playing stuff, games and Monopoly with the family.
Yeah. Pokemon Go. That's all life is about right now.
Is it really? I thought that faded out.
No.
The finger. What's that thing they do now? The little twister thing?
Fidget spinner.
Yeah, fidget spinner.
Yeah, slime, fidget spinners, and Pokemon goes all that life revolves around. Yep.
Oh, man. That went out with like planking and stuff like that.
Not yet. God help us all.
So you're saying people still planking?
They still planking. Yeah. Not me, but somebody stole a blanket.
Yeah, my abs, I couldn't handle it, man. I get between the wash and dry, I'd be falling between there. I can't move.
Help, I can't get up. I'm falling.
And you know the BS and Beer don't provide that good health care insurance like it should. We're working towards it, though. Speaking of that, listen.
I think Heath and I want to sign up when you have the group insurance for it.
We're going to do
since
something
we hear
like
so
that.
Much. I mean,
so in order to generate these things, we have to get somebody to actually call in. I know the season.
What's that number?
It's 701-901-1295. That's the BS and Beer Graffiti Hotline. We don't get any calls. We get some. People think they can just take the easy way out and send me these emails.
But what's our email address?
Well, the email address, would be bsandbeer@icloud.com. Matter of fact, let's talk a little bit about Lil Dice.
Lil Dice.
I got criticized for saying Little Dice.
I'm so white.
Bright spot, Brandon Coleman. All right, we already talked about that. You all over it. And he's trying to win the Camp Beast Award. I completely agree with you. Stephon Anthony showing up at weak side linebacker. You know, he just mentioned someone right here, Arthur Mullett.
Yeah.
He's
on my list.
He's playing, but he's balling, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
he could pass a conditioning test.
That's important.
Yeah, that's important.
And the thing about it, if the way these guys are going down in the defensive backfield, he'll be a starter by game two, man, doubt.
Not
so,
that again.
Concerns. He's concerned about Onyemata starting next to Rankins.
Nope, no concern.
A little light in the middle. Now, Rankins is not, I mean, Onyemata is not a light man. That dude is a knot.
Yep.
He's my camp. He's my prediction. I don't know what I'm predicting. I'm just saying that he needs to step up to fill up the void if this defense is going to improve, which I'm kind of backing off of that because I see so much improvement in other areas, but it still starts up front.
Yeah.
And I feel like Onyemata's the guy. If he makes a big jump, the defense will make a big jump.
Yeah.
And Rankins, you know, that's going to be a guy that we have to see if he's going to be able to use that Aaron Donaldson-type quickness and be a disruptor. Next thing, no pass rush besides Cam. I don't think that – I mean, look, it's still too early. I want to see a couple of preseason games and see how the pass rush looks. But it's hard to tell during preseason. If you talk to Pete, he'd probably tell you that what's the kid's name?
Hendrickson's pretty good.
Is a beast, man.
Yeah.
That guy's going to be a Pro Bowler. And here he goes. He says, has Bro lost his mojo? He's struggling early on.
Yeah.
We already touched on just about everything on there except for his observation about the pass rush. It's just really hard to tell right now. I mean, I've seen several plays where the pass rush got the breeze. Matter of fact, one of Coleman's huge plays was on a play that he would have been sacked.
Yeah, Jordan would have sacked.
It's just really hard to tell in training camp right now. So, anyway, thanks for the email. Don't you remember those? Remember it seemed like only last year that Lil Dice used to call us and leave messages on the hotline?
Oh, yeah. He had a regular segment. Yeah.
Not anymore.
he had his own segment.
Yeah.
He's a busy man now. He don't have time for all that.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to find out. Let me see where his – it's an AOL account. Do people still have AOL accounts?
Apparently AOL.
So. I guess AOL.
Wow. That's why he's
so
still
easy.
Doing a dial-in thing.
Anyone can use it. I know.
Beep, 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 beep. Come on, Lil Dice.
Oh, my God. No wonder you can't call the hotline, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeez. Hey, Lil Dice, that ain't me picking on you. That's Heath. And Tomas is laughing.
His phone is like a...
Hey, man, I'm on the line. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. It's a party line.
He can't get through on a party line, man.
That's a party line.
Hey, Aunt B, could you dial up Floris for me?
Mr. Drucker.
Yeah, Mr. Drucker. Mr. Drucker.
Boy, I really show my age now.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I'm too young.
Yeah.
all right, so I'm Joe, don't be insulted because I don't have time to read this whole email, but he said, sorry, I'm ranting, but it's been bugging the crap out of me. So my question to y'all is this. Why do the Saints seem to carry a negative stigma? Is it bogus Bounty Gate stuff? Is it because we're from the South, or what is it? My answer to that quickly so that we can move on to our roster is I think that, look, it's from being 7-9 for 3 years in a row. Man, listen, I've said this. These national guys who he was talking about, you'd have to know the context of the whole thing. He was complaining to the national guys. They don't know what they're talking about. And I'm not trying to proclaim that I'm some kind of expert or whatever. At the end of the day, I spent my entire morning following everything that was said and reported about the Saints. These guys on these national shows, they get little tidbits. They get little, and then someone calls in and they just recall their memory of what recently they heard or something. They don't know what they're talking about. It just point blank. Now, a guy like, what's his name? The one that went to ESPN at the Saints writer.
Mike Triplett.
Triplett. Now, Triplett does because he's there covering the Saints. But the rest of these call-in shows, do you think that these guys, unless they're Chris Landry, they do not know what's going on in every single camp of every single team?
But they just don't care. That's the bottom line. You know, what you have to understand is, yeah, there are some people that don't like Southern teams. That's going to happen. You know, some people don't like the Saints for the Bounty Gate baloney. That's going to happen, too. You know, there's some people who don't like the Saints because they don't like Sean Payton. It's going to happen. But I think the real issue is this. These national broadcasters are looking at where the money comes from. So that's why when you look on there, I was watching ESPN Saturday or Sunday, whatever it was. Here are the teams that we're looking at camp. New York Giants.
Dallas Cowboys,
Los Angeles Rams,
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
They're looking at the big. No, I see Pittsburgh much on there.
Well, I just happened to guess they had the.
But they're looking at the big markets. That's all it is. Philadelphia, Chicago. They're looking at the big markets because that's where they sell their advertisement. That's where they make their money. New Orleans, small market. You know, and so some of that goes into play as well. Dave said 7-9 for all these years. So as far as they're concerned, they're just they're a bottom tier team. You know, which is why they all picked the Saints to go fourth. And I'm happy. I'm happy that they picked the Saints to go fourth. I want us to be off the map completely. I want them to think that, old Cam Newton, Dave's favorite quarterback, is going to lead Carolina back to a resurgence.
Yeah.
You know? And I saw an article today, Jameis Winston talking about how it's Super Bowl or nothing. Okay, well, you go ahead and think all that. That's fine. And, of course, we have the guys who lost by, how many points it was because they were behind by up by 25, but they're all up there. That's fine. So to answer the question, I think it has a combination of things. 7-9, as you said, David, for a number of years, and also because we're not a big market team.
That's
absolutely.
I agree.
All right, so let's get to our weekly roster update.
Okay.
So how we do this? Start off with by position.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So right off the bat, the point of this exercise is not to talk about guys like Drew Brees, who we know are going to make it. So
how many quarterbacks do you have on the final?
I think there'll be two quarterbacks on the final. Chase Daniel, Grayson out, even though we heard some good reports from him. I think he's out. Heath?
I got the same thing. Breeze and Daniel.
Okay, I think that's pretty easy. All right, running back. I have five, including the fullback.
All right.
Ingram, Peterson, Lasko, Kamara, Kuhn.
Same.
Got the same thing.
Okay. Moving on to receiver.
All right.
Sweet Thomas.
You have five.
I have five.
All right.
Ted Ginn, Coleman, and I have Corey Fuller in that fifth spot.
I have Fuller as well.
All right, so we're on pace. Now this might be a little
tight end.
Tight end. Okay, so I have three with Fleener,
three,
Humananui, and Hill. I worked on that.
Hey,
baby,
nice.
You know, we got big things. I'm gonna tease this. We got big things coming up for this season. So I gotta. You know, we're trying to be more professional on the show.
There you go.
Trying to pronounce more names and
so stuff. What was that name again?
Humananui. I don't know if it's right, but it's most people wouldn't know the difference.
Okay, it's close, but that's good. All right.
Hey, that sounded right. I must be wrong.
All right.
Okay.
I agree with those three.
So then let's move over to left tackle. And here's
now, I don't have him by position. I just have offensive line.
Okay, yeah, well, then let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I have 9.
Okay, I have 8 as well.
Okay, so what I have is, let's say, Ramczyk, Pete, Unger, Warford, Streif. You know, I could see a guy right now that might not make it. But then I have Barnes, Orlando Franklin, Laribas, but then I have Kelemetti not making a team, and Turner. So I'm just going to go with what I have right now.
10. That's 10.
Oh, that is 10.
Yeah, because you gave my 8, and you added 2 more. You added Kelemetti and Turner, which I don't have on my list.
So you're right. I have 10.
Yeah.
My math ain't so good.
I have Kelemetti,
okay,
but not
so
Turner.
I'm going to take Turner off, but that I still
so
got to cut
9,
some
then?
Fat.
No, I have 8. I have Unger, Pete, Warford, Streif, Ramczyk, Kelemetti, Franklin, and Laribas.
All right, here, for the
I don't have Barnes.
Yeah. No.
For my thing here, I'm going to get rid of Laribas, and Kelemetti is going to be in that spot. Laribas does not make the squad on my team. And that's assuming that Kelemetti's coming back. We already kind of talked about
that's
that.
That's my issue, because Laribas can play guard and center. Franklin can play guard and tackle. So you have 2 backups that can cover the entire line. And the only reason I have Barnes in there is simply because he's got the experience of playing tackle.
Oh, no. So. Here it is. It was 9 because I have 5 starters and 4 backups.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
No, okay. I don't have Turner making it simply because I just don't think he has.
I haven't heard much from him
with
either.
With the signing of Franklin, if he's in shape, if he can get in shape, then I think that Franklin would be. Now, you know, he was injured.
Yeah,
and that was part of the reason why he waited this long to sign with anybody.
Right.
Because he couldn't pass
the physicals. Another thing, too. Listen, I'm not going to give him a hard time. There's a certain acclimation
Absolutely.
To that type of humidity.
Absolutely.
Like, literally, you start running, you cannot breathe
right.
until
right.
you become acclimated to it.
Right.
So he could have come in the best shape, ran, been doing all kinds of, you know, and then come into New Orleans and still, if he was doing that in San Diego.
Now, remember, this is what happened to Barnes last year. Barnes came in at a certain weight, and at that weight, he couldn't do what he needed to do. And so that's why he was on, off, and then finally off. But then, you know, the coaching staff told him, if you come back 20 pounds lighter, then, you know, and he did. He came back, and I think he was 30 pounds lighter than when he showed up last year. And so suddenly he can endure the heat, you know, because 30 pounds is a lot of weight.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I feel the same way about Franklin. I think they, you know, they went out and signed him. It's not a big contract. It's only a 1-year contract. But, you know, he has experience at guard and tackle. And I think you're looking at backups being able to be anywhere on the line.
Right, flexibility,
so,
right.
And not being able to find out about Kelemetti, I have Kelemetti on my IR list because I wouldn't think they'd go out and sign Franklin at this late a date if they didn't really think Kelemetti is an issue.
Now, I can see your logic.
All right,
moving on to defensive end. Right defensive end, Okafor, Aloi Kikaha, and Hendrickson
okay.
As my right defensive end.
Okay, I don't have them that way. I just have defensive end. Period,
okay, so then I guess the rest of my defensive ends would also be Cam Jordan. And, okay, I did this before camp. I did this about 4 or 5 days ago, and I have Darryl Tapp. I don't see that
happening.
See,
that's the same 5 I have.
Yeah, I did this for
Jordan,
camp.
Jordan, Okafor, Kikaha, Hendrickson, and Tapp.
I have the same thing.
Yeah. All right, well, and I look at it now. I wish I wouldn't have it like that.
Because I think Muhammad's going to be one of those developmental kids.
He had a sack today.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. You know, it's only day 4.
All right.
In pads.
All right. Okay, so defensive tackle.
All right. Here's where I think we're going to have a difference.
Yeah, okay. So I have Onyemata.
Yeah.
Davidson.
Yeah.
Rankins.
Yeah.
And then I don't know enough yet. I don't know enough yet of who's there. Maybe Zimmer has you know, I got heard
okay,
his
my
name
other
a couple
two because I have 5. I have Rankins, Onyemata, Davidson, but then I have Zimmer, McDaniel.
Okay.
I have 4: Rankins, Onyemata, Davidson, and McDaniel.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. Okay. So moving on to did you break down linebackers?
No,
nope,
just have 6.
Okay. Let's see. I have 2, 5. I have 7.
Okay.
I have 6 as well.
Wait, you have so many more than me. I have 53. How do you have 53?
Oh,
you have
53? All I thought it was 58.
No.
You know, I'll have to look at it. I did on an Excel spreadsheet. I don't know if maybe
53 make the team, 45 on game day, 8 are inactive.
Yeah, I already see where right there I don't have a number for these two receivers, so that I'm already over 53.
Yeah. Right, but you got a linebacker.
Yeah,
okay,
go to linebacker.
Linebacker. Okay, so Klein at middle linebacker. Backed up by Teo Robertson at weak side, Stephon Anthony, and Anzalone at linebacker. And then special teams-wise, linebacker Stupar and Maudie.
Not what I have. I have six linebackers. I didn't take into consideration special team at all, except for three positions, punter, kicker, and long.
Well, when I say that, my point is they're linebackers, but they're really on the team for special teams.
Okay. So I have my six linebackers, Klein, Robertson, Anzalone, Stupar, Anthony, and Big Hill.
You know, there's been some good reports by Big Hill.
Like, I think he's a player.
Right now I have basically his list, but instead of Big Hill, I have Teo, which I don't know if he's going to make it or not. But
all right. All right. So let's move on to cornerback.
I have six.
I have five.
I have six.
No, this is going to be where it's interesting. Okay, so you got Bro Williams, Moore, Lattimore, and Ken Crawley. That's Tomas's favorite right there.
Yep. With you so far.
And that's all I have.
And then I add Mullet.
I have Bro, Lattimore, P.J. Williams, Crawley, Harris, and Mullet.
Yeah, I was going to say, your boy. So you have seven cornerbacks.
No, I have six.
Harris.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Oh, you'd leave off Sterling Moore?
Yep, not on my list.
Huh. Okay, interesting. Okay. That's where we really need to know. It's like we need to just write down our fringe player. We don't need to be talking about
it. I have a caveat because somebody asked me about this. I said my caveat is that Mullet, being that he's a rookie, undrafted, could well go on to the developmental squad.
Oh, he won't make it through waivers. Moore.
So, but I don't think, I mean, we had Moore simply because we had nobody else. And I know they talk big about, oh, somebody we always wanted Sterling. But I'm looking at the videos. All I see is Mullet playing all out, balling out.
You're right.
Crawley,
you're right.
Playing all
out. Let's see if he keeps that up. But right now, I would have to say that I would agree right now, based on what I saw in camp so far, I have to agree with you. I haven't heard Sterling Moore's name, and Mullet is like
all over
balling. Yeah. So.
And if anything, Swan, who they talk about put on 20 pounds of muscle, and they're talking about how it looks like he's got 20 extra pounds of muscle on him. You know, I don't know.
He's a wild card, You know, if he can get back in shape and get in there.
Yep.
So, moving on to safety.
All right, I got
Vaccaro,
five.
Bush, I have five as well.
Yeah.
Vaccaro, Bush, Bell, Williams, Harris, Eric Harris.
Eric Harris, I agree. Same five.
Agree.
All right.
And then special teams, you have three.
I just put.
Got Lutz, Morstead, and Dominguez.
See, I have Lutz, Morstead, and Gafford.
Okay. All right.
Simply because Gafford has
really,
experience.
I can't say I know a whole lot about the long snappers right now.
Yeah, Dominguez is a rookie, and they're high on him, but that's another kid I see going to the developmental squad.
Okay.
And keeping
the
Gafford.
Long snapper to the developmental squad.
Yeah. Seriously.
Seriously. I mean, that's a tough spot to
because, well, I'm just saying because we're not going to carry three quarterbacks, and we're not going to put a quarterback on the developmental squad. I really don't think we're going to.
I don't see a logic that, like, you need a third quarterback on the developmental squad, so in the event there's an injury, I mean, you can get a snapper off the – I mean, that's a valuable spot.
I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay,
let it go.
Well, anyway.
All right. So there you go. As of today, that would be our rosters.
I like that. And we'll update this every week to see what changes and you know, based
Sounds
on
good.
Performance and whatnot. So
right. good.
Anyway, Heath, any final thoughts?
Man. Not really.
What about
he was
rookies?
About, like, he had a look on his face like he was waiting for me to
did,
come out.
Did you
with.
Want to talk about rookies?
Well,
or did you?
Maybe we'll save that for next week.
For next
we
week?
Are
okay.
We are pushed up against the clock, and we gotta wrap it up.
Clock? There's no clock, man.
Clock. Well, my wife's over there looking at her watch, tapping
I can
it
see
like
that,
this,
yeah.
like, hey, you said you wouldn't come
Mine's
run with
sleeping,
me.
But that's okay.
You know, if I could do another half an hour and she went run without me, I'd be like, yeah, well, I'm babe. Okay. We caught up.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway,
all right.
Tomas, any final thoughts?
Just looking forward to the season. I can't wait. I'm itching to get to go. And don't forget, already this week we have the first official game. It's this week, this Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Is that on what? On Thursday?
Well, I think
Hall
it's
of Fame game Hall on fame. Thursday?
Or is it Sunday? I don't know.
It's usually on Sunday, but I mean,
I don't know. I know it's Hall of Fame this week.
I will say that every year, like, and I've been waiting for the season, this offseason start. As soon as we get 5 days now, I'm like, when's the first preseason
game? I'm ready. I'm fired up.
They're going to play one preseason game. I'm like, I'm ready for the season to start, you know?
Exactly.
So,
and Cleveland's the first game, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun season. I mean, we look to be an improved team.
By the way, Luke McCown signed with the Dallas Cowboys.
I saw that. Luke McCown.
Good for him. Got some money. Good for him.
All right, for Heath Elson-San and Tomas Mauricio,
this
is Dave Romero. You've been listening to the BS and Beer Podcast. We will talk to you on Thursday.
Later.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back.
And that's the way it is.